I don't want to be like the Dave Ramsey of the world where people call me up and say, I'm debt free. Right, I want people to call us up and say, I quit my job. I'm spending more time with my family. I went on vacation for a month. And you can only do that if you have money coming in because it's a necessary tool. So if you can have that money coming in and you're not going trading your time for it, and you're doing it passively, it changes the entire dynamic of your life.
Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we share how we have done over $200 million in real estate deals to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. If you're ready to start investing with purpose, visit freefromwallstreet.com. But for now, let's dive into this episode.
Welcome back to the Free From Wall Street podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have an exciting podcast today for you. We're going to be talking about how to quit your job through real estate investing. I mean, why would you want to quit your job? Everybody loves their job, right? Yeah, statistically speaking, if you're in the workforce in America, you don't love your job, unfortunately. And I didn't love my jobs, and that's why I got into real estate investing in the first place. And you know, our story, we started wholesaling, we started flipping, and now we're in the commercial side of it because of the passive income. I mean, no matter how many jobs you've had or how far down the career path you are, any workplace transition, it brings up emotions, fears, maybe some sleepless nights. You know, I was always concerned about how I was going to take care of my family. And quitting a job came with a lot of like guilt, worry, anxiety, excitement, adrenaline. For me, it was, you know, something that I always knew that I would end up doing, quitting my job, but didn't know when or how. You know, I always thought that a cushion of cash in the bank would be the only thing that could make this transition a little bit less worrisome. But today we're going to talk about three steps towards making the leap from the good old 9-to-5 to real estate investing so you can spend less time behind a desk and more time doing the things that you love. Speaking of the things that we love doing, I just got back from vacation on Hilton Head down in South Carolina. I'm from New Jersey, so we wanted to go somewhere a little bit warmer, a little bit more laid back. So we did. We went the week before Christmas. It was very nice. We spent our week there with our family. And we did the thing that I always say, don't go do this. But we went house shopping on vacation. And we put a contract in a house. And we pulled the trigger to leave. And the reason I bring that story up is because it's tough leaving our friends and our family in the New Jersey area, right? We're going to miss you guys. But we will be back. But what gave us the freedom to leave? It's the fact that I didn't have a job. I worked for myself. Real estate investing has given us the opportunity to pick up and move on a whim. Literally a week on vacation, bought a house, came home. 2 days later, we sold our house. The market's crazy, but that's a story for a different time. We were able to, you know, we're homeschooling. We're real estate investors. We could be anywhere and do this job. So we did. And that's what we're talking about today. I mean, why would I want to even leave my job? So let's start there. I did come out of college. I did start working a 9-to-5. I was in the city. I was wearing the suit and tie, carrying the briefcase. But unlike generations prior, it is rare for anybody to stay at a single company throughout their career anymore. There's a lot of work from home, remote positions, freelancers, small business shifts happening in the market. And I knew I always wanted to work for myself. I didn't know if that meant 1099 contractor or business owner or real estate investor or what. I just knew that I liked the idea of that freedom. And there's a lot of professionals out there, you included, who want to take the leap. They want the freedom, but they feel the guilt and the fear associated with abandoning a career path, reducing income, maybe affording a life that they still love. Some of these fears can be because of their own need to support a family or the cost of living is high. We had both of those issues. Cost of living is high here in New Jersey. Taxes are high. Had a family to support, mortgage to pay. How could I leave a job? Well, passive income. Passive income is the income that you're earning without having to step foot in an office building. Didn't even know it was possible until I started talking to people that were doing it. You know, going to the office or spending some time on work, even a few hours a day, seems like a dream, but we can make that a reality. I mean, it's possible we've done it. So we can talk about how we're going to do that. So number one, step number one, how do we do this? Find our freedom number. What is your freedom number? Well, the amount of money that you would need to cover your monthly expenses based on your current lifestyle passively. That's your freedom number, right? So the amount of income that you need to earn passively to quit your job, still cover your bills, worry-free, is a ratio somewhat like this. You take the last 6 months of expenses, average them out, right? So go into your bank account, see how much your expenses have been. You can sort this by debit, by the way. You can just go in there and see what your debits are for the month. And then take the last 6 months of your statements, combine them, average them out over 6 months. If it's $10,000 a month, then $10,000 a month is what it costs you to live. Add a 10% buffer. Let's call it $1,000. Now $11,000 is your freedom number. That's how much you're going to need to get out of your 9-to-5. So that is step one. How do you get to your number? Number two, how do you build passive income? So now that you have your target, right? The freedom number is calculated. Now you just have to go on working on creating the multiple streams of income that will total that number. I mean, there's so many ways to make passive income, right? You can flip some houses. You can write a book. You can create an online course and sell it. You can design products online. I mean, you know, there's more and more things to do that require less and less time, but I don't know of a single one that takes as less time as passive real estate investing. You know, one of the things that always drew me to real estate was knowing that more millionaires were made through real estate investing than any other path. You know, you don't need to know how to write. You don't need to know how to design websites. You don't know how to create markets and sell them. You don't need to go out and, you know, raise capital. You can do all kinds of things. With real estate investing, you just need a little bit of capital and a little bit of research, and you can invest into cash flowing real estate and build streams of income one deal at a time. Every deal is different. Look at the projections. Figure out what it's going to produce for you in passive income, and then you know that over 5 years, this is what you're going to make in passive income. You know, get a few of those going, right? Where you're just building brick by brick your income goal with your freedom number. And, you know, an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month starts to relieve a lot of financial pressure. I mean, if your mortgage is $1,800 a month and you can get into a deal that's going to be producing that, then you've just replaced your mortgage cost. And you can do that for every single thing that you do until you reach that freedom number, right? If you want to reach that freedom number faster, by the way, tighten the belt. Figure out a way to decrease some of your expenses. You know, if you go through your 6 month analyzer and you figure out that $10,000 a month is not necessary, if you could do it off of $8,000, then you can get there that much faster, right? And then track your progress. I mean, you know, hindsight being what it is, I love the quote by John Maxwell, experience isn't the best teacher, evaluated experience is. So track your progress as you're building every stream of income. Track your progress, see how that passive income is going to increase over time. And then you can actually figure out, hey, by this date, by this time, I'm going to be financially free and I'll be able to quit my job if I so choose. If you don't want to, fine. You want to go part-time? You want to stack more cash? I mean, there's so many opportunities for what you want to do. But for me and my family, we want freedom. We want to spend more time together. We want to go away together. We want to spend as much time as possible before the kids leave the nest together, right? If you choose real estate, you're going to see that for every 50 or 100 grand, you're going to get between 350, 700, maybe $1,000 a month. And then once you get, you know, to a couple hundred grand, you can start to look, hey, does it make sense for me to move some of my money out of the stock market and put it over here, right? Or does it make sense to take some of this money out of savings and put it to work in some of these things? You know, you have to advise yourself. Nobody's going to treat your money the way that you're going to treat your money. So when you start to analyze what's happening with your money and whether you should do more or less of it, that's how you get to make good financial decisions for you and your family. Not what somebody else is telling you to do, but what you decide to do. And that's what I really love about real estate investing too, is the freedom that comes along with it. Every passive stream of income that you add covers more and more living expenses, right? It's just sooner or later, you'll get to the tipping point where you feel comfortable reducing your number of work hours or quitting your job altogether and deciding to do kind of what you want to do. So like drastic changes and quick transitions can make you concerned. They can stir up fear, worry. I mean, we're responsible adults, right? We can't just quit a job. But if you want to provide for your family and achieve steep lifestyle goals, then you have to figure out how to get there with more efficiency. Other people have done this, right? We've learned from other people. You guys are listening to us do it. You can do it too. The steps that we just outlined today are going to help you identify your personal goals, your passive income goals, create a path towards investing, and creating that passive income and then tracking your progress. So no matter what your reasons are for wanting to build passive income, follow these steps. You'll get to a place of financial assurance and you'll be able to quit your job with confidence. And, you know, I don't want to be like the Dave Ramsey of the world where people call me up and say, I'm debt free. I want people to call us up and say, I quit my job. I'm spending more time with my family. I went on vacation for a month. And you can only do that if you have money coming in because it's a necessary tool. So if you can have that money coming in and you're not going trading your time for it and you're doing it passively, it changes the entire dynamic of your life. So hope this has been helpful. Reach out to us if you want some help. We're going to also put some guides out on the website to kind of help you track finding your freedom number. How do you get there? What are you doing to achieve it? So reach out to us if you have any questions about it. Thank you again for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. Go to freefromwallstreet.com. Sign up for our investor club. When you sign up for our investor club, that's when you can see our deals. You can see our track record. You can see what it is that we're doing, what other deals are doing. But we have to know you. We have to build that relationship with you. So we want to get to know you. So sign up for our club. It's free. We'll give you some passive investing tips and tricks through it. And you'll be able to schedule a call with me directly. So, well, it is December 29th. So this will be the last one of the year. So happy new year 2021. Can't come soon enough. Hopefully 2020 was not a bad reset for you. We all went through some things this year that were a little bit different from our normal. I'll tell you, I was super grateful having the kids at home, working from home, spending a lot more time with family. It really helped us reposition our thought process about what is important in the world. And so James 1:2 says, count every trial as blessing. And that's what we were trying to do. So we are grateful for 2020, even though it was different. And we look forward to spending 2021 with you. Lots of new opportunities to create passive income and maybe quit your job this new year. Take care. Thanks for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think.